From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Lawson. President Donald Trump is coming to Columbia tomorrow, holding a rally at the Columbia Regional Airport. He's coming to town 6 days before the November 6th midterm elections to stump for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley, the Missouri Attorney General who is competing with incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. McCaskill is seeking a third term, but is viewed as vulnerable in a state that has leaned increasingly Republican in recent elections. While Trump is not on the ballot this time around, both Democratic and Republican strategists have reported that Trump's rallies have been a boost for local candidates, generating hundreds of thousands of dollars in free media and boosting Republicans in post-rally polls. Doors at the airport open at 3:30 p.m. The event is scheduled to begin at 6:30. People wishing to go must reserve tickets in advance through Trump's campaign website. The Columbia Missourian reports that Lime scooters have arrived in Columbia. Like Bird, Lime uses a mobile app to find and unlock electric scooters. Also like Bird, Lime requires riders to be 18, have a valid driver's license, and wear a helmet. They start at $1 to unlock and cost 15 cents a minute to ride. That's 5 cents cheaper than Bird scooters. Lime offers an affordability program, Lime Access, for low-income residents. Riders without smartphones have a text-to-unlock option as well. The city is still working towards an agreement with Bird that would place regulations on scooter use and safety. The agreement will serve as a template for other scooter providers like Lime. The agreement will be introduced at Monday's City Council meeting, and a public discussion and vote are scheduled for November 19th. Missouri voters will decide Tuesday whether to raise the state's minimum wage. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
If Proposition B passes, it would gradually raise Missouri's minimum wage from $7.85 an hour to $12 an hour. The committee trying to pass Proposition B, Raise Up Missouri, is emphasizing support from business owners, including St. Louis businesswoman Dorothy Jones.
Raising Missouri's minimum wage to $12 will help employees, businesses, communities. They'll thrive. It will boost prosperity and business growth.
There are some groups, such as the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, that contend raising the minimum wage will lead to higher prices and job loss. But there is not a committee spending money to defeat the measure. The chamber's Matthew Panic conceded Proposition B won't be easy to defeat.
So, you know, we're just looking at what we can really do to advocate for things that we like and oppose things that we don't like, and that's where it's come out.
Some Democrats who support Proposition B have raised concern that millions of dollars going into Raise Up Missouri come from nonprofit groups that don't disclose their donors. Raise Up Missouri's Tony Weich says that shouldn't detract from how the proposal has strong support.
You'll have to speak to them about the way that they handle their donors, but we are glad that everybody across the state is supporting this effort to give Missouri workers a raise.
Since Proposition B is a proposed state statute, it is possible for the Missouri General Assembly to alter it. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Kansas City Star is reporting that Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley used out-of-state campaign consultants to help run the AG office. Hawley, a Republican who took office in January 2017, announced his Senate run later that year. The newspaper reports that the consultants gave guidance to Hawley's taxpayer-funded staff. Whether the meetings violate the state's constitution appears to depend on whether they were explicitly political. Neither the AG's office nor Hawley's campaign commented to the Star on the report. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill's campaign called the report shocking and said the senator would discuss it with reporters tomorrow. I'm Madison Lawson, KBIA News, Columbia.